When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Can men wear tennis bracelets?
I don't know. What's the... Why not?
Diamond bracelet. I would almost guarantee that there are some athletes that probably wear tennis bracelets. I don't think I could pull that off.
I think you got to call it something else.
You got to call it something else. Because we have matching, but I don't call mine that.
Yeah. Yours is... What is it?
I just call it a bracelet.
Yeah,
table tennis bracelet. I just call it a bracelet. But hers is a tennis.
Hers is a tennis bracelet. And yours is
a diamond bracelet.
It's a bracelet.
Yeah. I don't know. Tennis bracelet does, to me, suggest for a lady.
Okay. Right. Suggest for a lady before it suggests made out of all diamonds? Because aren't they all diamonds all the way around?
Also, what does it have to do with tennis?
Another great question.
I've always wondered.
I'm pretty sure that Brenda would let us know.
Brenda will know.
Yeah, Brenda.
Brenda knows.
All right, what you got, Bo?
So it's been about 5 or 6 days since we had a back page. Y'all weren't here last Wednesday, so I'm going to take y'all on a small trip throughout the holidays.
Okay.
With some really cool audio. Let's start last night just because, you know, some people just deserve to be heard. We heard Jameis postgame. Here's Jameis pregame.
They got to come from yard. No. I don't care about no mile high. I care about them Browns get down and pop the block.
Yeah.
Listen up, man. We're going to go 4 quarters, and we're going to take it to their butt.
Come on.
All right, that's time.
Get to the butt.
Family on three. Family on me. 1, 2, 3. Bam.
You know the greatest thing about that, Bo? It is because they did it, and they let Ryan Clark and Swaggu react to it. They will react to it like all players do.
Man, what the hell?
And he was saying it. You know how they have the mics on their lapels and stuff. And I'm pretty sure it was just a natural reaction of them not saying. Just like how we would be in that huddle with Jameis, like, what the hell are you talking about? Jameis is not firing him up. I hope y'all would. I'm going to let the cat out the bag. All right? I'm going to let the cat out the bag. They're not getting fired up by what Jameis is doing.
You're trying to tell me Jerry
They're
G
like, what the hell?
Didn't go for 235 last night because Jameis made a rhyme about mile high?
I'm just telling you. They're not
know.
Fired up
I don't
because
care about
of Jameis.
Mile high. I care about how the Browns multiply.
What does that even
what
mean?
What
the hell is
they
that?
They are not worried about him.
What does that even mean, though?
Like maybe how they multiply those touchdowns.
Maybe.
They are not. Never mind. Go ahead,
boss. All right, so that was Monday. I'm going to take you back to Sunday real fast. All right, so Steelers-Bengals. Steelers come out victorious. In the very, very early parts of that game, Najee Harris gets a run, and he kind of stops his run and trots off to the sidelines. He can later be seen with an oxygen mask on his knees and then on the bench. And then he tries to explain that afterwards.
It's Thanksgiving. Pat's girlfriend, Jill, she made this fire-ass little banana thing, and I had too much. So I guess that I didn't know it affected me until that first drive, so I blame her.
So that fire banana dessert from Thursday.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Made Najee Harris kind of upset to his stomach on Sunday. Okay, sure.
Oh, he was sick?
Yeah, so he got the ball, but didn't hit him until, I guess, in the middle of a run.
Uh-huh.
He literally kind of peeled off on his run, went to the sideline, dropped to his knees, and he never went to the back. As if he had a stomach ache, he was getting oxygen, maybe cold sweats and whatnot.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, he just threw her right under the bus.
You don't ever throw your girl up under the bus like that, homie.
It wasn't his girl, but he did call his teammate by name. Whose girl it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, no. Oh, he said it was his teammate's girl?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's even worse.
He's not being invited over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're not inviting him back.
Banana desserts anymore.
That's even worse, man.
I'm wondering what kind of dessert it was. Maybe Bananas Foster or something like that. But this is 3 days later.
Banana pudding?
Sure, maybe.
I don't know.
Mamas don't make it 3 days in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, mama bring that banana pudding.
When is the cutoff for leftovers? Because obviously Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Days.
What?
I'll go 7 days. In the refrigerator? Sure.
So you're still eating Thanksgiving leftovers today?
No, we didn't have any leftovers.
But if you did.
It was only Tara and I.
Okay. No, we're Friday night.
I'll go Saturday.
Sandwiches and all kinds of stuff.
We're Friday night. I'm not a big turkey guy. I'm not a turkey sandwich guy. Everybody eats dinner. You're going to make turkey guy. I'm not a turkey guy.
Yeah, I did a turkey sandwich on Friday and Saturday, but we had,
not a big turkey.
I meant to make turkey soup out of the carcass. You can, like, make, you know.
Yes, I love when people do that.
I forgot. We had to throw it out. What
two
a waste.
Two more here for you. So this is from Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. So the Carolina Panthers did not play on Thursday, but they did practice. So Panthers reporter Michael Bell caught up to Xavier Leggett on what he was going to be eating Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm thankful for my family, man, and my whole Mullins community, man. They helped me get through and get on this journey and stay on this journey.
Shout out Mullins, man. Hey, so you know what? Thanksgiving, dog. Tell me what you're excited to eat today.
Hey, man, what I'm mostly excited to eat today, man, is going to be that coon, man. My cousin on that cow meal last night told me they killed the coon 2 days ago. They took the clothes off and everything washed
them
off.
They took the clothes off.
Come on, man. Shout out to you, man. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
The way that he describes them cleaning a coon is exactly what you do with it, because you have to skin a coon just like you have to do a squirrel or a catfish.
Yeah, no, he wasn't joking. That was a man speaking from experience.
Yes.
Because I know my people. And I'm not talking about my people, like my immediate family got the text. I don't know if any of us eat coon and all that stuff. But I'm sure my grandma and folks probably did. Do you go, and Bo, I know you ate it before.
I've never actually eaten raccoon.
Oh, okay. Do y'all go, because this is the thing, because, I mean, people talk, and the way they describe it, with putting it in like stew and everything.
Yeah.
Do you go out looking for them?
Yeah, you go hunting for them. Yeah.
Or do you find them on the side of the road? Because raccoons, all you got to do is leave your garbage can out, and they'll be in there.
But if you want to kill
dog food on the porch
for a meal,
you're going to have more than two or three. Oh, okay.
You're going to have to kill two or three for a meal of raccoons.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is only like you and like two people. If it's Thanksgiving, though, I'm thinking,
you're trying to feed a whole
family.
Maybe
he's got a turkey and raccoon, and that's what he's most excited for.
I would
hope
that there were other options for the non-raccoon eaters, although maybe they all are.
Maybe there doesn't need to be.
I'll say this. You got to really like raccoon.
You got to really like it.
To be a first-round draft pick in the NFL and still eat it.
That man
You got to really
oh,
like
no,
it.
I'm not even. I got plenty of country ass teammates. Like I said, I love Mama Spikes.
They must really like it.
I love Mama Spikes. And they be I promise you, Thanksgiving down in Mama Spikes' house, there was a squirrel in the sink. I promise, a squirrel or something in that sink.
Because they like it.
Yes, because they eat it.
Right?
I don't eat it. I don't eat spikes in them. Never. And there's certain people's houses. Well,
just out of respect, never
just
even
out
a bite?
Just out of respect, I'm not going to eat. When I go to somebody's house that I know eats stuff like that or eat deer meat and all that stuff, I'm going to have to bring my own food. All right, watch you prepare. Mm. All right, because I don't want to be surprised and I'm sitting there and you got, what's that?
Oh, you want to be half a bowl in and find out?
You know what I'm saying? Nope.
Not even deer meat?
I don't eat deer meat.
Huh. No. I don't know of anybody. I don't think anybody's going to invite you over for like squirrel gumbo and not tell you that it's squirrel
gumbo. They're not going to spring that surprise.
But that's what I'm saying. But the thing is,
also, don't you kind of know? Like, you wouldn't come to my house. Like, I wouldn't even know how to cook a raccoon.
I mean,
or
you can Google
one.
How to cook anything nowadays. But I'm just
that's
saying,
true.
Like, I, yeah.
Smoking
and
just
I
like
have,
to
and
do
I
that.
I have nothing against deer, but that just ain't my thing. That ain't my thing.
No, me either.
Yeah, but there's people who have everything, deer patties. Deer
I do like steaks, deer. No, I like deer.
Deer sausage. Yeah.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm cool with poke sausage. Is enough of me. I don't like chicken sausage. Oh,
did I send you the picture?
Yeah, I don't like chicken
from
sausage.
Saturday?
Deer sausage, any kind of sausage that don't say poke. Right.
I went to the jerky shop again.
Yes.
And got some duck jerky for Saturday. Didn't work, but they had all kinds of other exotic stuff. Python
jerky.
Can I interest you in some python?
It's not a real snake.
Why they can't lie to me about it?
You can't jerky snake, Andy.
White rabbit?
No.
Camel?
No.
Why?
Where they get a camel in? Where a camel at in Georgia? No, do they go up to that petting farm at Cartersville and take one of them out?
Yeah. And they jerked him up. Goose jerky. I got Cajun alligator. Kangaroo, you know I'm into that. What else we got down here?
So this is just jerky?
Yeah, there are all types of jerky.
Can I get in there and go get a pound of it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Go.
Antelope.
They didn't get no... Again.
Well, you think they're lying, dude. Why would they lie?
Because, man. Anybody going all the way to Africa for no jerky? That's where you get antelopes at. Or are they knocking them off at the zoo?
The jerky was expensive enough to have come from Africa.
Or was it?
It was crazy. I didn't even look at it because I was going to get the duck jerky anyway.
Right.
And then I got Lily like a cookie or something, and they rang me up, and it was like $39. And I was
Damn.
Like, for a thing of jerky and a cookie? What are we doing? What kind of duck is this?
They ain't knocking. Unless
is this Donald?
Hey, man. Unless they're going over to Atlanta Zoo and knocking off antelopes and camels and stuff.
Like, what do you think they do with the animals that die at the zoo?
You think they jerky them?
I think they do.
There's no antelopes at the Atlanta Zoo.
So, Willie, hold on. North Georgia. So Willie B was jerky?
You trying, they made Willie B, man.
They made Willie B into jerky?
I don't know, but I'd try it, I guess.
Gorilla jerky, that's a high price.
Not all jerky is tough, but I would imagine gorilla meat's really tough.
You can make any meat into
jerky.
You got
to eat the animals that just lay on the ground all day.
They didn't make Willie B out of no
get
jerky,
fat.
I couldn't believe they had camel, though. Outrageous.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.